The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. My name is Joy Summers, and I do the afternoon show on Way FM. You can listen live Monday through Saturday from 3 to 8 Central. I really had to think about that. 3 to 8 Central at wayfm.com. During the podcast today, you're going to hear a recap of some conversations, and the basis is faith, family, and fun. We're going to talk about how to celebrate an anniversary when you do not have a gift. And yes, I'm trying to do this very last minute for my husband. We're also talking about what it's like when you've got a kid who's trying out for a sport and you don't know if they're going to make it. Producer Tom's daughter, we are rooting for her this week, but it is very scary. We also try a candy bar that tastes just like our child. We'll tell you all about it with Taste Test Tuesday. There are so many new foods out there, and we don't have the time or money to be spending on stuff if you don't know it's good. And that's why we have a segment on the show called Taste Test Tuesday.
Get in my belly! Come on!
We try the trendy foods so you don't have to. So tell us what you got.
Yeah, so today it's the Fruity Pebbles candy bar. And maybe you've seen this while checking out at the grocery store and you're like, what is that? Is that good?
I want to know if it tastes like my childhood.
I remember the cereal being good, but as a candy bar?
Did you eat that growing up?
Oh, yeah. I like the chocolate. What's the chocolate version?
Yes, Chocolatey Pebbles, I believe. Or Count Chocula. I don't know.
No, there's, yeah, that too. That's
this
good.
Furthers the idea that all we grew up on was candy for breakfast. My parents would give me like a muffin and be like, eat these Fruity Pebbles. And I was like, why can I not stop gaining weight as a middle schooler? Okay, we're going to try this.
I mean, it looks like the Fruity Pebbles, you know when they're soggy at the end of the bowl, like in the milk and soggy? It kind of looks like that.
It's white chocolate and they just pressed Fruity Pebbles into it.
I mean, look at that.
I'm not hopeful. All right, here we go.
All right.
It smells just like the cereal.
It's very orangey. Are you getting an orange?
It's bringing back my childhood though. I think the white chocolate is a little bit like milk.
Yeah.
So it reminds you. Okay. If you want some nostalgia and some candy, I actually think this is a win.
If you want cereal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this really does taste like the Fruity Pebble. And the white chocolate does have like the milk aspect. I don't know.
I'm not saying it's good.
It's not good.
It tastes like being in the 90s.
But they definitely nailed what they're trying to do.
I'm giving this a 7 out of 10. What about you?
For what they were doing. For yumminess, like 2. And
what?
Then for... For, like, what they were trying to do, like, an 8, because I think they did a good job.
I would say pick this up. When tech doesn't work right and you're trying to do your job, it is so frustrating, and we're moving email systems, and I don't even know what they're doing behind the scenes. All we know is we can't get our stuff to work.
Yeah, I thought I was techie until I started this job, honestly.
Are you serious?
So much, yeah.
Is it because we use so many weird systems?
Yeah, and then it messes up.
That makes me feel so much better because there are days I feel incompetent because I cannot figure things out. So I come in today and Tom's just like, my whole computer won't work.
Yeah, I had basically 3 hours of trying to figure out how to get my computer to work. I had to call our IT guy. He tried to walk me through. Then another issue popped up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know what, like, we were doing? Hitting the on and off switch.
Yeah, I'm like, I'll restart it.
And if that doesn't work, we are lost.
That's it.
If you are a working parent, you know that some days leaving your child is just hard. There are other days when you can't wait to have a break because things are insane. But then there are days like this morning when my child put his little hands on either side of my face and said, Mommy, please don't go to work. Please stay and play with me. And it brings tears to my eyes right now. And I was upset on the way to work because I don't want to upset that little boy. And I love playing with him, but I also love this job. And I said, God, help me find something good out of this because I'm really struggling today. And this idea popped in my mind that I'm so blessed to have something that is so beautifully hard to say goodbye to. Just taking a quick second to interrupt this podcast to tell you about our amazing sponsor, United Faith Mortgage. Think for a second about what you could do with a little more money every single month. Things are so expensive right now that I've been going to Costco and buying my son's diapers in bulk. I'm trying to find the right gas stations to go to save a few cents every single gallon. We're being smart in every area of our lives financially, but maybe not with your mortgage. This could be a great time for you to refinance and just find out what your monthly payment could be with United Faith Mortgage. In fact, my husband and I looked into it in 2020, decided it wasn't the right time for us financially, and then went through with it in 2021, and United Faith Mortgage gave us a great experience because they have this direct lender advantage, which means there's no middleman, and that can often save you monthly and lifelong money. More money every single month could help your family this summer. So I don't know what you're waiting for. Just find out what United Faith Mortgage could do for you by going to UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
You see the headlines just like I do, and we are not going to be talking about any of that. We are actually going to share some joyful news. Consistency at a job is hard to find, and that's why it's incredible that Johnny Bell, who's in his early 90s, is finally retiring from being a mail carrier. 70 years on the job, and at his going away party, he said the reason that he hasn't quit is because he really enjoys his work. He started out in the 1950s making less than $2 an hour. This man is a legend. I wish he came to my neighborhood because with a toddler son, we follow around the mail trucks and cheer and clap because they are our heroes. It is time for school to get started back up, which also means kids are getting ready for sports.
Yeah, after school programs, whatever they're doing. So my daughter, when she was here for the summer, I thought she was already on this team. So she's doing volleyball. Little did I know this week is tryouts. So she basically told me she's on the team, but then her mom sent me video of her at tryouts. And I was like, I thought she's already on the team.
I love her confidence, but I'm freaked out for her because anytime you're in a tryout situation, you don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah. I've tried out. Look, I played baseball my whole life, and luckily I made those teams. But one time I tried out for a basketball team. That was like sixth grade. I didn't make it.
And look, he's still talking about it.
Yeah.
It scars you.
It does.
So you know your daughter. Do you think she's going to make the team?
She's athletic.
Yes.
Yeah. She's got height. You know, it's volleyball. I think she'll be good.
If these people are smart, they'll put her on the team. But we just don't know.
We don't know. And I'm nervous because, you know, if she doesn't make it, it's going to be my fault. I didn't practice with her this summer. I thought she had it.
That's
I thought she
what it's like to have a teenager. It's yeah. Always your fault.
It's my fault.
Anniversary gifts are such a big deal because they're supposed to say, I love you this dollar amount. And that's why I'm so nervous because it's my 5-year anniversary this week and I have nothing.
Ooh.
Tom, you've been married for a minute. I need you to help me figure out what to get my husband.
Joy, you are asking the wrong person. I am not good with gifts. It stresses me out. Like any holiday, anniversary, birthdays, I freeze up. I stress out. And I feel like I'm just not good at it.
I don't know if this helps you. We do like the themes for anniversary gifts. I wouldn't recommend this if you're like about to get married. Because every year we're supposed to get a certain thing. This year is wood. We're supposed to made out of wood.
Get him a baseball
please.
Bat. I don't know.
For what? You love baseball. Tom's actually only listing gifts that he would like.
It's wood. What else are you supposed
to get? Not helpful. Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.